Yeah, I already sort of sent out a text message, and I just said I hate our parking lot and a picture of it. And then my boss said, "Dang, right in the sidewall too." And I was like, "Yeah, I know." I said, and I commented back, "I'm always picking up nails out of the parking lot." And that was the extent of it. I didn't gripe too bad, but I'll probably revisit it again tomorrow with the boss. And mainly because it's like we really should address that, you know. You don't have to fix my tires, you know, I'll suck this one up, but like, can we get somebody out in the parking lot to clean it up, you know, so that other people aren't having this issue, you know, because this is kind of ridiculous, but such is life. But yeah, I don't know what it is. There's like a, we have a shipping receiving guy who always complains that he's got too many things to do. But at the same time, we have a parking lot that's full of trash, you know, and it's like, can't we like hire someone or something and have them clean up this parking lot so that, number one, we can get better parking? Because people are parking on the grass, and it's like there's spots all over the place, but you have people parking on the grass because there's piles of pallets in areas. There's these shop aid structures that we built to get tools out of our bay doors that are too wide to get out of the bay door normally. So you put it on an angle on this fixture, and then you can get it out the door. And that's all that we needed it for, and it was from a for a customer. It was like some really big tooling we did for a customer that we don't do business with anymore. So it's like, we don't need these anymore.